It is now time for today's reality check. Our Honolulu Civil Beat editor, Chad Blair, is on the line. He's here to fill us in on the latest developments with Oahu's last remaining public horse stables out in Hawaii Kai. Happy Friday. So tell us about the latest thing with
this. Is Coco Crater Stables,
yeah.
And you mentioned it's in Hawaii Kai, actually closer to Kalama Valley, really, and just across the street, 10 acres, pretty prime real estate. And Marcel Honore, our reporter, actually reported on this back in April. And in that story, he actually used the word vicious to describe the battle that's going on over the contract to run the stables. And so what Marcel has up today is a follow to that story.
Right. And there was kind of this little feud going between Horse Haven and Aloha Riding Lessons, I think was the other group.
Right. So Horse Haven got the contract, that was the plan for them to get the 5-year contract. But now the city has canceled that plan. They want to get more community input. Instead, they're going to give a 1-year revocable permit to Horse Haven so that it can continue operations. There's a couple of concerns that the city has. One is the Parks and Recreation Department. They want a master plan for not only the stables, but also the neighboring Coco Crater Botanical Garden. So that's a concern. They want to find some money for this. They want to hire a consultant. But fundamentally, back to this vicious battle, there's a concern not only between these two companies that have been bidding, Horse Haven and Aloha Riding Lessons, but also whether the Coco Crater Stables is really being used in the way it was intended. This is a public riding facility described as the last public equestrian center. I'm guessing that's on Oahu. But in fact, it seems to be geared, at least according to its critics, really for more private use for elite competitive riders. In fact, there's actually 20 horses, privately owned horses, that are already boarding here at a public facility. So that really gets to the core of this. Is it really serving the public when, in fact, according to some, it's a pretty limited amount of people that can use it.
Yeah, so it's interesting because, like you mentioned, it's public land. And, is this just a private business?
Yeah, I was surprised, by the way, to realize the history goes all the way back to the Bishop Estate, when it was called Bishop Estate. And this was back in the 1920s. And the land at that time at Kapi'olani Park was ceded to the city for a very low fee with that promise that it would stay for public use. And then later the stables were transferred, I think in the 1960s, out to Hawaii Kai Kalama Valley. That is a concern. I guess the Princess Pauahi herself was a bit of an equestrian, if I read Marcel's story correctly.
Yeah, so basically an issue has arisen also because they used to have someone live on the premises, right?
Right. Actually, caretakers for the horses. Well, when that contract was being negotiated, that was something that they said, no, we're not going to have caretakers there anymore. But in fact, there's some confusion as to whether there was perhaps a verbal agreement that does allow, as my understanding, at least one caretaker to be on site. Again, does that violate that concern? One other concern, should Parks and Recreation really be running the stables? Isn't this more something that follows under the Department of Enterprise Services? Of course, they run the zoo, they run the Blaisdell. That's a for-profit making opportunity. So there's concerns there as well. We do know this. The city council wants to keep the stables running.
All right. We'll just have to see how this plays out and then over this next year and wait for that master plan.
Thanks, Catherine.
All right. Have a good weekend, Chad. That was Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read Marcel Henry's story on the Coco Crater Stables, visit civilbeat.org.